In Luke chapter 12, a man came to Jesus and said, "Master, speak to my brother that he divide the inheritance with me." Jesus said to him, "Who made me a judge or a divider over you?" And he said to the disciples, "Take heed and beware of covetousness, for a man's life consisteth not in the abundance of the things which he possesseth." Now this man had been cheated out of his inheritance by his brother. He naturally thought that since he had done no wrong, that Jesus would have taken his side. However, Jesus apparently reproved this man and essentially said that the man ought to just forget it and give in. Inheritances seem to bring out the worst in people. It's amazing all of the fights and disagreements and squabbles that have occurred over inheritances. But what kind of person does it take to just give in? It takes a person who understands the high value of relationships to give in, rather than to demand their rights. The person that gives in may be thought of as weaker, but in reality, they're the stronger. When two Christians disagree, the person who gives in is usually the more spiritually mature of the two. I heard about a child for a prank broke into a hardware store and changed the price tags around. And so a vacuum cleaner was being sold for 99p, a lawnmower for 49p, and a screwdriver for £200. Satan is a great deceiver, and he likes to change the price tags. In the estimation of many, material things have skyrocketed in value, while relationships are worth practically nothing. Our most valuable possessions are not material things, not the things that we own. Our most valuable possessions, the most precious things we own, are the relationships that we have with one another. Yet sometimes we allow those relationships to be destroyed because we place a higher price tag on something else. Are there things that you have valued more than the relationships of family and friends? Isn't it time you change back the price tag on those relationships to reflect their true worth? My name is Morris Hull, and you've been listening to Character Focus from Home Life Ministries. For more information, visit us online at www.hlm.org.